Hello and welcome to Tongues of Fire, Pastor Paul's podcast, episode 162, part one, Can We Boast of Tomorrow? Today is Friday, August 27th, 2010. Hello and welcome to Tongues of Fire, Pastor Paul's podcast. I'm your hostess with the mostest, Janine Arnopoulos, and I'm coming to you from spirited North Minneapolis, Minnesota, USA. You know, Pastor Paul's mission is the grocery shelf to the state of Minnesota because there are no boundaries. Located in Disciples Ministries Historic Mikra Kodesh Synagogue at 1000 Oliver Avenue in North Minneapolis. So if you need food, you live anywhere in Minnesota, you're living in a household of two or more, or you are a senior 60 years and older or disabled with proof, call us at 612-521-4665, Monday through Friday between 1 and 3 p.m. to register your household for monthly groceries. And you can also shop Pastor Paul's mall online if you're living in the Southwest United States at Vons.com. So you can pick up some groceries through Pastor Paul's mall at Vons.com. You can also visit us online at www.pastorpaul.org, where you can make a tax-deductible donation to support our urban mission operations. You can join our community. At the top of the homepage, you're going to find interactive links to Pastor Paul's blog, Flickr, the podcast, LifeVantage, YouTube, and Twitter. So be sure to join us online. You can also leave a comment, ask a question, make a suggestion, or give a testimony at the blog. You can email me, janine@pastorpaul.org. And at Pastor Paul's blog, you're going to find scripture links to Pastor Paul's messages. You're going to be joining us two times a week minimum for Pastor Paul's podcast. Part one is always on Friday. Part two is on Sunday. That's the conclusion to his message. Also, join the Twitter Rumble, which is on Thursday. I am doing live tweets as I record Pastor Paul's pre-recorded message. So lots happening at pastorpaul.org. This month, the messages are the following. Deliver me from lying lips. Knowing yourself, halfway never makes it, can we boast of tomorrow? Great messages, timely messages. Join us here every week. Have a great month of August. God bless you.
Turned on, but turn me on. Can we boast of tomorrow? Can we boast of tomorrow? And today we'll take a look in on Proverbs 27:1. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Now that's one thing I've learned down here. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Now here God's word is principally written to inform us of how to get to heaven, our way to heaven, a path through this world. And also he shares his wisdom with us in this Bible on how to practice his teachings to bring forth spiritual happiness. And not only spiritual happiness, but temporal happiness. And to follow it not is disaster. Total dependence is needed to be happy in the Lord Jesus Christ, and foremost, obedience. I'm talking about extreme obedience. And without this dependency upon the Lord in all things, you know what will happen? Old friends will drift back in again. Old habits will come with old friends, and they'll come right back in again, and you'll have to use a supplement to Jesus Christ, who is not the author of confusion, but is the author and finisher of your faith. And then all of a sudden, because we leave a little bit and we're not extreme in our obedience to the Lord because of one reason or another, we start to get dependent upon old friends with old habits, even drugs, even alcohol. They sneaks back in again, just a little bit, just a little bit, just to calm me down, just a little this, a little that. But Proverbs are great because we need some temporal wisdom as well as spiritual illumination. Number one, today we shall look at this text in the temporal matter. And secondly, we shall look at the text in the spiritual application. So first then, let's talk about this abuse of tomorrow that's mentioned here in the text. We'll look first in the worldly point of view and yet in a way of wisdom. A lot of times you can look at things in a worldly point of view and you know what? There's a lot of wisdom in it. Why? Because all wisdom comes from God. Now, you hear somebody in the world say something that sounds pretty good. It comes from God. Or you hear something that sounds real, real good, and it all comes from God, because all goodness comes from God. Boast not thyself of tomorrow. Now, you listening, whether you're saved or not, on the radio here, this passage has wisdom in it for you, whether you're saved or not saved. Boast not thyself of tomorrow. And I think for very, very many, many wise reasons. First, because it is extremely stupid to boast in tomorrow. Well, tomorrow this is going to happen. Well, tomorrow we should have four times as much. And you go over there and you only have, you know, half as much. Well, I think if we keep on at this pace that we're going right now, I foresee great things. Now, have you been in business with people like that? They forecast way ahead, and they tell you way ahead of what's going to happen, and they are dreamers. Because the Bible says, boast not on tomorrow, because you don't know what it's going to hold for you. Now, that's wisdom, and even the world knows that. Well, they say something like this. They say, well, you know, put a little money ahead for a rainy day. They even know a rainy day is going to come. Don't they? All I know, there's going to be rainy days that are going to come. Well, some people claim they won't come because they're going to have their hair fixed. Is that right? Boast not thyself about tomorrow because you don't know what it's going to bring to you. You might not even be here. You might drop dead. Oh, heavens. Sakes. Well, see, now, my grandfather, he lived to be 92 and a half. And Grandma, she's still living, and she's 101. That hasn't got nothing to do with you. How many times have you heard people say that? Oh, we come from a long living lifeline. There are people back there, man, for centuries. You can check out the tree out there. They all live to be 92 and a half or 100 years old. Hasn't got a thing to do with you. Boast not of tomorrow. See, boasting won't add one inch to your stature. You might get puffed up a little bit, but you aren't going to get any taller or make you any greater in others' eyes. Nor, let's say, does it help the real estate, either in body or soul. No way. Brag all you want, it will make you no greater in the eyes of others. In fact, you'll look less to them because you're making them look less. Look at me. They don't want to look at you. They want you to look at them. Are you hearing this? Well, I foresee this, and I see in the future, we're going to multiply. We'll probably have to knock out a wall over here. I'm about to put all these machines in, and they ain't even paid for the one they got right here. Boast not thyself in tomorrow. In fact, they will think less of you. You know why they think less of us? Because when we start to boast in ourselves, we not only do we get boring, but we get bossy. Not only do we get boring and bossy, we get unpleasant to be around. You ever seen someone that's boasting all the time? Well, they get mean. And I'll tell you why they get mean. They get mean because it didn't work out. So the next day they got to overboast Monday. Then they got to boast the next day up, and they're always boasting all the time, and pretty soon you just get tired of them, and they can feel that you're getting tired of them, and pretty soon, you know what, you just get so that they get, you know, they get evil to be around. So then they say, well, now you're evil to be around. And so all this boasting is going on, and all this talk is going on, and nothing is getting done. Boast not tomorrow. Now, we can't sit here, and we can't boast about what's going to happen on a giveaway. We don't know what's going to happen on a giveaway. All we can do is thank God for what He did yesterday. All we can do right now is praise God for this very minute that we're sitting right here. All we can do is say, Lord, You deal with me as an individual right now where I'm sitting right now. And doesn't that, after all, take a lot of worry out of your living? Boast not tomorrow. That means don't worry about tomorrow. Don't boast about what you did yesterday. It's all God. God did the whole thing for you anyway. Doesn't that make you a lot more of a pleasant person if you're not always boasting about things? Praise God that we can just take one day at a time, and don't boast about tomorrow, because tomorrow we don't know what it's going to bring for us. Take it from me, we don't know what's going to happen. Say amen, somebody. Well, Pastor Paul, you're coming on so heavy. Hey, it's time to come on heavy. It's time to come on heavy. There's been so much boasting in Christianity. Well, I claim this in the name of Jesus, and I claim that in the name of Jesus, and I claim this, and I claim that. And it's boasting. And wherever you go, people are boasting about what God did for them in the way of material junk. And they are the most boring people that you could ever be around. Well, what's the Lord done for you today? And they go on and they tell you what God has done for them today, and who cares anyway? Are you hearing this? I mean, when it gets into material junk. Oh, I heard a guy, he was bragging about his 1969 car, and he was going to sell this car. I says, brother, you better hurry up and sell that thing before the fenders fall off of that junk heap. Stop bragging about it. It ain't going to make it any newer. Another guy come along, he was bragging about this old house we were going to buy. And I says, you better sell that thing before the termites have the final say on that thing. Or boasting over their jobs. That isn't going to increase your job any. That isn't going to help that job any. We can't multiply our wealth by boasting in it. You start boasting about your wealth, and there'll be some con come along and take it away from you. See, a man cannot increase his pleasures by glorying in them. Boy, didn't we have a good time yesterday, Corey? Come on, let's laugh about what we did. Remember how we laughed? Let's laugh all over again about what we did yesterday. And try to relive something. Okay, now we had a great day today. Let's duplicate what we did today tomorrow. Does it work? Can you duplicate days? Can you duplicate a honeymoon? Can you duplicate a situation? No, boast not in tomorrow. Well, we had a great time today. I don't see why we shouldn't have a great time tomorrow. We'll have the same people, and we'll keep all the other people out. Seems like if we have anybody else in our little congregation or anybody else in our little group, it seems like they want to ruin it. Boast not in tomorrow. Don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow isn't yours. Don't worry. If I was to worry about tomorrow, I'd go plumb nuts. Say amen. I tell you, preachers that are listening on the radio right now, if you were to boast in tomorrow and you got yourself all puffed up in tomorrow, you'd go screaming nuts. Because people are not that dependable. Say amen. Hey, hey, hey. You know that in your own families, don't you? Come on now. Boast not in tomorrow. Oh, hey, this love affair is too hot not to cool down. Hey. Say amen, somebody. It can get ice cold overnight. Did you think it was going to last on account of your charms? Hey, it's dead already. Said it and I'm glad. Say amen, somebody. Let's get down to the nitty-gritty on this thing. Huh? Boasting about, well, how long have you been married? 59 wonderful years. Do you think you'll make it one more day? Wouldn't that shock someone if you ask them that? Boast not on tomorrow, for you don't know what it's going to bring. Don't start boasting. Don't start living tomorrow. You cannot increase, I said, your pleasures, Corey, by glorying in them. Man, I got it so made, I do not believe how I got it made. You talk about made. Well, okay, let's talk about made. I have it made. Wonderful job, wonderful family, wonderful church, wonderful car, wonderful dog Fido, great cat. I mean, everything is going great. Hey, that whole thing can come tumbling down right on top of your head. Say amen. Oh, not me. No, it will never happen to me. I've taken every safety precaution. About tomorrow? Oh, God, let me be realistic. Dare I be? Dare I be realistic? Or to sound too negative? Probably so, but I'm going to be that way anyway. Bible says be a fool for Christ's sake, doesn't it? Well, then let me go ahead and be a big fool up here. Say amen, somebody. But boy, wasn't that fun, Corey. Let's relive it. Let's do it again tomorrow. Won't work? Huh? Amen. You might come in one day and say, "Hi, boss." And he walks up, "Corey!" And violins play. And you say, "Well, no, I must have been the way I said good morning to him. Man, he was on top of it, hugging me, and he gave me a raise and everything. And you could take a recording of that. You could go back in, you could practice it all night. "Hi, boss!" Nothing. Don't boast in tomorrow. Don't practice what you're going to do tomorrow. Don't even think about tomorrow too much. Oh, that's true. It'll satisfy you to go over your treasures and things that you have already and count your money. Oh, it'll give you pleasure. I used to do that. I had money hither and thither and yon. Some, I got so crazy, I don't even know where it's at right now yet today. No, I do not. Sorry to say, I don't know where it's at. Somewhere at some bank south of here, someplace. Isn't that sad? I was boasting about tomorrow, and it gave me pleasure to count money. So I would keep a certain portion on me. So much money, in fact, that when I sat down, you know, I'd get back trouble because I would rock. And it gave me pleasure to go out and look at my dune buggy. And it gave me pleasure to get out there and rev it up. And until all the neighbors would look out. Oh, it's Paul revving up his dune buggy. No, they weren't saying that at all. There's that stupid nut out there revving up that stupid dune buggy. And there he is out there wheeling around on that motorcycle. You know, sometimes when you preach and you get up and do like I do, people, they wonder what makes you run, what makes you tick. Let me tell you right now from the very beginning what makes me tick. God and the grace of God, or I wouldn't even be here. Say amen, somebody. And I think it's time for preachers to get very realistic in what they're preaching. Say amen, somebody. And preach it so that people will understand what they're talking about. Boasting in tomorrow. Boasting about the campers and the motorcycles and the dune buggies and the homes and all the money and what you're going to do tomorrow with all that money that you have. And oh, how foolish he is to glory in it. See, we don't have tomorrow's money, and we will never have tomorrow's money. And so how extremely foolish to boast in it. Oh, thank God that we just go from one day to the next in the situation that we have down here. One day to the next. One $20,000 in the hole to the next $20,000 in the hole. It always keeps you looking up. Oh, God, help us. Help us out of this hole. We're in the hole, Lord, huh? What would happen if that hole was full? You could walk right out of there. Well, you'd walk right out of there and go over someplace and go to sleep. Huh? Somebody'd steal it from you? I'm going to hear this. You cannot sow the seeds of tomorrow's, only God can. Think about that. Think about that you better love each other. Say amen. Because tomorrow you might not be here. Think about that. Think about that you have to do God's work unto dying everything that you want to do, everybody you want to be with. Think about it, think about it, think about it, because tomorrow you might not be there. And God might ask you the question, as he has asked me time and time again, where were you? Well, see, the reason that I didn't do this thing and this work that you entrusted to me, Lord, because, see, this came up, and there were some dead to bury, and so on. And then I had some people over there I thought I should say goodbye to. See, morals come from God, so we can't glory in them. There's no such thing as twin days. No, I'm sorry. You had a good day, praise God for it. You might have stormy weather for a good long time. Are you hearing this? Now listen. There are no such thing as duplicate days. And you don't have to go around explaining to everybody why you had a bum day. It was just a bum day, huh? Don't go around and tell everybody, God, did I have a bum day? You're setting yourself up for a tomorrow bummer. You're looking forward to it. Days are not like chain links. They're all born of themselves. I woke up this morning, and it was a day born all of its own. I started studying, and I went to bed, laid down, I should say. Woke up about an hour later. So it was an hour later. And so on and so on and so on through the whole night. Finally, when the sun came up, it was a new day. My waking up in between didn't have a thing to do with that thing, with that day being a new day. I didn't bring it one step closer by waiting for it to come. It's going to come of its own, and it's going to be born of its own, and it's going to have troubles all its own, and it's going to have joys all of its own. Why is that so hard to understand, that the days are God's? No one owns time. You can't stop it. You can't change it. You can't rearrange it. You can't fashion it. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen. The Bible gives us what not to do and what to do, but doesn't tell you that you can change tomorrow's. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord for tomorrow. That's what you can do for tomorrow. And that's all you can do for tomorrow. See, because today has no brother. It stands alone, and tomorrow must come all alone, and the next day, and the next day, and the next day, and we must never look upon 2 days at once. Oh, praise God, it's Friday. It means I got Friday off, and Saturday off, and Sunday off. Nor expect that a whole group of days shall be brought forth at one time. Well, next month will be different. Well, that's true. But how it's different isn't up to you. And also, we need not to boast of tomorrow, for it is one of the most frailest things in all of the world. It's like stacking toothpicks and saying, please don't get windy. And therefore, the least to be boasted about. Boast about tomorrow. No, you're planning a wedding, right? Okay, now that's fine. Make plans, and I'll just use you because you're sitting there with red on. You're making plans for your wedding. That's fine. Make plans, but God will establish them. That's as far as you can go. That's it. God, that don't give us much hope. It gives you hope. It gives you 1 second to think about it, and that's all you want to worry about. Anything past that, and you're going to start, hitting on your head. Don't worry about tomorrow. Make plans, but God is the one that's going to establish them. Well, you don't know, the guy might run away. No, just kidding. Could happen. Say amen. Could happen. Well, it ain't going to happen. It could happen. No, I mean, don't set your sights on any one person or any one thing. Put your eyes on Jesus Christ and obey Him. Whatever comes, comes. Be ready for it. Yep. Though thou that slay me, the Bible says, yet will I trust you. I mean, if you slay me, put me down on the ground, body slam me, throw a spear into my chest, yet will I trust you. Thank you. Boast but not tomorrow, because it's one of the frailest things there is. A little girl last night got killed up here on the street. Some car come wheeling down. Here she is. She's just a little happy little girl, and she's riding on her bike. Yes, she's going back and yelling back to her friend. Yes. Do you suppose she had some plans? And I was sitting up there, I was eating dinner, and there were two police officers that came in. We were talking, and people came in. And the waitress was there, and the son was there, and he said, well, how come all the lights and everything was going on up there? What was happening? Sometimes people don't have much finesse. Oh, well, there was a little girl hit up there on her bicycle. I didn't do it. I didn't do it. Don't blame me. Then someone else comes. No, I didn't do it either. Don't blame me. Now, no one in there asked if the little girl got killed. But By how silent the officers were, I knew this little girl got killed. Now, I couldn't eat my dinner. Because, see, it was a time for prayer. And I just thought, well, see how quick life can leave. Boast not of tomorrow. And that song came to me while I was sitting there. It's crazy. Don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow, it will only bring you sorrow. Tomorrow, let it come. Tomorrow, let it come. Don't boast about tomorrow. Are you hearing it? It's the thing least to be boasted about. You can't even see tomorrow. God pulls a thick, dark, black curtain down called night. You can look out there as hard as you want to. You can't see tomorrow. I wonder what's going to happen tomorrow. If I could only see it. You can't see it. It isn't born yet. It's in the womb of God's timetable. Starts out crying like a baby and yawning and calling out for food and nourishment. Lays down, goes to sleep, dies, and a brand new one comes on. Yes, it's the frailest of all things. It's like glass. It can be broken so easily. Is all your tomorrow's joys? Is all your tomorrow's hopes? Boast not of tomorrow. You don't have it. Boast not of tomorrow. I should have said, you will never have it. And of course, if you did had it, it would have deceived you. And also, boast not of tomorrow, for it is exceedingly hurtful. Hurtful in every way. I have never in my whole of my life known a man who was always hoping to do great things in the future that ever did much in the present. Well, let's see. This will take some planning. See, we have planners, and all they do is plan. You ever been around a person that's always planning out tomorrow? You know what I was thinking about? I was thinking I should go back to school. Now, the guy's 54 years old. Yeah, let's see. And then you take a day off work and go down, check at the university and everything. And that thing dies. And they're always planning. My grandpa did that. He was a planner. He was a great guy, but he was a planner. And, Gusty, we're going to plant this out there and plant out there. And they'd get out the Sears catalog and he'd go through the seed bags and all that. Well, she knew he wasn't going to do anything. Then we're going to plant out there and we'll do this and we'll do that. And he was always planning tomorrow. The manure was piled up against the old tar shack. Chips were in the old fire there. He would plan right on through. God, he'd plan. There's men like that, they plan. And when they get drunk, they really plan. I ain't seen nothing yet. I get a full head of steam up. About the only thing they accomplish in the whole of their life is getting a large red nose. Boasting about tomorrow. Oh, God. That's hurtful, boasting about tomorrow. And also, I've never known a man who intended to make a fortune by and by. Whoever saved a nickel right now. Well, you know, got a hold of one of these little cafes. Now, people talk about cafes, my dad was in them for 50 years, and everybody always wants to get in a cafe. You know, I have a little cafe, you know? And I listen patiently. And we'll get ourselves a little cafe, and on we'll get this cafe, and then, you know, get it going real good, and then get some people in there to run that one. Now, then we'll take some of the people from there so they can start the next one. We'll start four or five of these different places going, and we'll have like four or five of these cafes. Do you realize what you're asking for? Having someone else run your business? It'll rob you blind. And they go ahead and they make all of these plans and they don't save a nickel right now. Why not get busy right now with what God has given you? You're not going to do anything until you get busy right now with what God has given you to do with. If you can't be trusted, the Bible says, with a little, He's not going to give you a lot. How many hearing this? How many know people like that? They're always, you know, and then we can start this and we can do that and we can do that. And they go to sleep and that's the end of it. You never hear about it again. Oh, God. Doesn't it get quiet when that heat goes off? It's a change, isn't it? Times is changing all the time. Do you know right now while you're sitting there, you're rotting? I talked about changing things the other day. I said, you know, you don't go out and pick up all them vegetables, and I think you must have got about a half a ton. Half a ton of vegetables from one store. Beautiful potatoes, beautiful radishes and carrots and onions and all of this. But see, it wouldn't make it for the weekend probably. And new stuff was coming in, so we have to get rid of it and all that, you know. And I says, you know, while all of these fruits and all these vegetables and everything, they're growing all the time. They're changing all the time. Time marches on. They're growing under the ground. And they come out and they rot. Changing times. Boast not of tomorrow. Well, tomorrow I'll have 15 people helping me. You might be all by yourself, and God will say, here's a job, you do it. And don't complain. Oh, God, if you're the only one, there's 14 miserable ones out there. And you always find somebody to talk you out of it. Oh, are you hearing this? You listening on there? I had a man call. He says, well, listen, as soon as my mom or my dad dies, I'm going to give you a big batch of money. Well, I mean, that just sounds kind of vulgar, but they're old, you know. I said, brother, while you're busy waiting on them, you're never going to be prosperous in the meantime. And I'm not going to hold my breath waiting for your mom and dad to die either. God might cause them to live for a long time. I might turn blue, froth at the mouth, roll over and die. And I said, by the time they die, you're going to end up bitter or confused. Because, see, you've made so many plans on how to spend it. Or probably you'll be too old to enjoy it. And I said, such people spend so much time building sandcastles in the air that they have no stones down here to build houses with. They waste their energies on tomorrow until they have no time to reap the fields of right now. What are you going to do right now? The question comes to me in my ministry every day, Paul, what are you going to do right now? There is a decision to be made. What are you going to do right now? I had a decision to make. Oh, God, it was hard. But I made the decision, and now I have a heavenly rest. Say amen, somebody. Do you have heavenly rest? You won't have it until you make a decision, hallelujah, to follow Christ. To dedicate your time, your life, your plan, your purpose, your all to the Lord. There is no other way. Nothing can make you happy but following Jesus Christ all the way. Did you hear that? Have you tried other things? People can't make you happy. Groups of people can't make you happy. Children can't make you happy. Only following the Lord in a dedicated, not worrying about tomorrow, but depending upon the Lord in the right now and listening to what God has to say to you right now will ever make you happy. Nothing else. Nothing else will bring you peace. Whew. They're always waiting for the heavy harvests of the future. Well, hello, McGlynn's. How much you got out there? A half a stacker? Oh, okay. Well, I don't think I'll be out tonight. I went out there last night. I got out there. Well, they just had a little bit. And I went in, checked in up there in front, said, I'm here, and I had my hat on, which is the uniform of the day, McGlynn hat. And I walked in there like G.I. Joe and went to the front, and I said, is this all you have here for the charity? Fine. And the two young guys, they were walking out, and they said, oh, by the way, there's some more back in there and back in. Man, it's got about 800 pounds out of there. All because I didn't worry about it because it was only a half a stacker. That means a stack is about this tall of different, you know, levels of bread in baskets and cakes and yummy pies and all kinds of good things, you know, like that. Bunny rabbits that were done special. Getting hungry, yeah? And all these different things, see. Don't worry about it because I know that if you're consistent in doing right now what God has you to do, He'll bless you later on with something. You go out there and they'll say, I don't know if you can handle all this. And there's there's 16 stackers looking at you. Huh? So many times we're defeated. We go, well, don't think tomorrow will be any different because, see, I went in there and I got inside and didn't look like a whole lot of stuff. See, you don't know everything that's going on. Some of that stuff, I think, even comes back from other stores, does it? I don't know. Does it? Comes back from other stores. You don't know whether the stores are going to bring back in there again. Whew. Don't worry about tomorrow. Don't say, well, it didn't work out today, so it ain't going to work out tomorrow. Are you hearing this today? Always waiting for a heavier harvest in the future. And they cannot stand to be bothered with small profits. One time, a guy came up and he gave me a dollar. And I thought, well, I'm going to invest this in the kingdom of God. Now, this isn't hard line. I'm not saying this always happens. So don't go out and start giving dollars. Asking, give me a dollar, I'll invest it for you. You know, don't be in a broker. Because you can start a whole new doctrine on what you say. Did you know that? But for this one time, I said, I'm going to take this dollar and I'm going to invest. It was just a dollar. But you know, thousands of dollars came in on top of that. Off of that $1. No, bro, that's all right. You keep it. Look like you need it worse than we do. I mean, why work for a little wage, this guy told me. No, I don't work for nothing. Yeah, that's what I said. I thought to myself, that's why you're good for nothing. You don't work for nothing. I'm sorry, that thought came to me. Okay, God forgive me. That's the truth. Well, he really was good for nothing because he wouldn't work for nothing. Nothing could get him going. I try every day to get this guy motivated to do something, but no. Hey, wait till tomorrow, he told me. I'll just wait till tomorrow when I come in. And he said, well, you know what? I've been waiting for a steady job, but I'm waiting till something better comes along. Oh, no. And then one day he says, I'm waiting for the Sunday paper to come in. And you want to know why? Because there's more ads in it. And I thought to myself, more to say no to. Then his next excuse was, I'm waiting until spring because I want to get in on construction that pays a lot more money. Or I'm holding out because something better is coming along the way. And you offer him a job, you know what he'd say? Let me think about it. If you were as a Christian, you'd say, let me pray about it. And worse yet, men are led into extraordinary extravagances from their hopes of the future. In other words, they spend money they don't have yet. They spend on what they are going to have. Or rather, I should say, on what they will never have. And many are ruined by idle dreams of speculation, which of course is boasting of tomorrow. They speculate on what they're going to have, about how much harvest is going to come in, about how much better the business is going to be that year, and they overspend on what they think they're going to have, and they're always boasting in tomorrow and doing this, and they never have anything. And they say something like this: I can't pay for it now, but I'll sure be able to pay for it tomorrow. My ship is coming, and I shall roll in wealth. One guy even told me, he says, Mr. Dayton, did you know how he got started? Well, he hauled around one of them great big old junk carts. Well, I says, are you willing to do that, or do you want to step into Mr. Dayton's shoes and start right at the top? See, there's a lot of people that like to start right at the top. Did you know that? You build up a business and you get it going, and somebody wants to come in and show you how to do it and walk right in there and take over the whole thing. They don't want it. They're not content to start right at the bottom. They want to start right at the top. Mr. Big want to start right at the very top of the thing. Oh, and they miss it. Because see, in anything you get going, there's a building in it. There's an excitement in it. Go with me.